Tim, four from four. I'm sure you're a happy camper.
Yeah, we're happy. Aye, tough game. Very tough game. Tough battle today. We expect that with our mass. Probably the most distance between us and my memory, I think. You know, it's always a one-point game with our mass. So delighted to come away from home and get the points, definitely. Yeah.
Why do you feel the margin was there? What did it for you?
I suppose the elements have a big part to play in it. I think Armagh were up around 25 shots there in the second half, and you know, if some of them went over, would have been a different ball game. We were snatching at shots in the first half because, you know, you feel you need to with the wind and you're kind of forcing things and stuff, you know. So there's an element of luck, to be honest with you. There's an element of luck for the ones that go over, the ones that don't go over. Armagh are in the same boat in the second half. We had the cushion so we could control the game in the second half, and that put more pressure on them then to find a way to eat into the score. And the goal was a classic example of that. We didn't need to attack. We were in a good position. We controlled the ball well, and then we got the goal on the back of that when the gap opened, you know. So it's fine margins, you know. With 25 shots, four or five of them could have went over the bar. But, yeah, as I say, we're delighted to come up the road and get the result.
Was watching the game from behind those goals, every Armagh kick was under pressure. You were men diving in, hands in. There's real hunger to not concede a goal, to close them out.
No, definitely. The application was very good. The energy levels were very good. You know, a couple of maybe sloppy fouls there at stages, but there was a lot of fouls were blown as well. So, yeah, listen, we'll move on now. We'll try and, we have a couple of injuries there, so we'll have to look at them and move on to next week.
Finally, 100th game for Brenton McCole, and he makes the save after the penalty save, so nothing changes.
Didn't have him down as a goalkeeper, definitely not. No, but there you go. No, listen, he's been brilliant, you know, and he's in a good vein of form, and he's a tough job every day he goes out to play. So I was unaware of that, so I'll have to make sure I congratulate him when I get inside.
But there, that level of consistency to be available 100 games and be fit and available for selection says a lot.
Oh, definitely. Listen, not just Brendan, to be fair, not just Brendan. I think everybody in the Armagh dressing room, everybody in the Donegal dressing room, they're putting their life on hold to play for their county. It's a 7 day a week vocation. It's probably the best word to describe it. You know, they're doing everything to make sure that they give it their best for their county. You know, so you know, hats off to them. It's a completely different world on that front. You know, they'll be in the gym tomorrow morning, most of them at 6 o'clock after a game today, and they'll be watching every bite they eat, you know. So so yeah, and that's across the country at the moment. We had that conversation on the sideline at one stage during the game that it's happening, you know, and I think there's, it's a fair comment, like, you know, it does be distilled down to that. Like We had a pod out here on the left-hand side, and Kieran Moore done brilliant work for us. Huey did brilliant work. Jason McGee did brilliant work. Michael Langan. And that's what won us the game. At the end of the day, that's what won us the game. You know, going back to Kieran's comments last week, you know, was there any skill involved in that? You know, he probably has a point. You know, it's there. It's there to be won. But there's definitely a lot of heart involved in it, and there's a lot of determination involved in it. But in terms of his point, like, he does have a point in that regard. You know, it's a game of chance. You know, it's a game of chance, and the ball's going to bounce one way or the other a lot of the time. We always say we'll coach the rules. You know, that's the bottom line. We'll coach the rules. You know, so if that is the case, that's fine. Like, you know, it's I suppose managers want to be better than that. They want more control. You know, they want to be involved in a process that doesn't ultimately end up in a 50-50 chance. I think that's probably where he's coming from, you know. And obviously there's a physical aspect, you know, the counties that have big men, you know, we're fortunate, we have a couple of big men at the minute, like, and they're all on the pitch at the one time and they're not injured, and that gives us a slight advantage, you know, because they're able to get together and they're able to get involved in that battle, you know. And some counties don't have those players available, and some counties, you know, could have picked 10 players like that. So that's the way it is, Cahir, you know, and you just have to roll with it and find other ways, I suppose, to try and get the ball away short or medium at least.
Jim, just picking you up there, I know, you know, you've outlined there you had a pod on the left-hand side. Is the counter-argument to that, do you not have an isolation on the other side, and then it becomes a cleaner kick-out battle? Yeah. I know there is the comment of it's 50-50, but like, we do see teams have the overload kick-out, so it's their choice to go there. Mm-hmm. Could you not just...
We did go to the weak side as well.
You did? Yeah, fair enough.
Know, we did go to the weak side, but what will happen on the weak side is it's man-to-man, and because it's man-to-man, they get really, really tight. So it's a foot race. So once the foot race is taken away, then the keeper's going to look at that and say, I can't make that pass. So then he has to put it in the air. That's the counter argument to that conversation. You know, it ends up being 1v1 or 2v2, but when they get really tight, you know, most teams now are going zonal, but then they're picking up man to man. So once you start picking up man to man, the keeper's going to look for that option. If that option's not there, then he has to say, right, okay, I'm out of chips here. I've got to put the ball in the air, you know, and then you're trying to work off your best strengths. That's why you end up in that same place, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose your best friend there, Jason McGee, second half, I know there was a lot of help around him, those lads, I suppose, checking runs, allowing him free kind of jump the ball. Last year, you probably kind of tossed and turned between him and you. Seems like the two of them are playing now, and he had an absolute massive performance in the second half.
Yeah, no, listen, Jason's had a really, really tough road, and he's got two major operations in his hips. You know, he's not been able to train pain-free for 3 years, so this is the very first time in maybe 4 years that he's been able to be in a position where he's actually enjoying his football, and he's not where he needs to be. You know, he's still building fitness, but he's got his eye in terms of the areas that he feels he can bring a bit to, you know, but we're hoping that we can get him through the gears physically all the way up into the championship, you know, and that he'd be a big asset to us as well.
Just the last one for me is you said you're having that conversation on the sideline. At the end of the game, yourself and Kieran had a nice little chat. Care to share what that was about, or is there anything else?
I think you probably know what it was about. Okay. I think you know what it's about. I think most people standing in front of me knows what it's about, you know. And I suppose we don't want to be... The story's always about Jim McGuinness or Kieran McGinney. That's the reality. Like, we don't want the story to be about Jim McGuinness or Kieran McGinney. You know, we just want to... move on, you know, because a lot of the time when you do have an opinion like Kieran last week, if you have a big opinion, then, you know, it's viral in about five different directions, and sometimes the truth gets lost as well. So there's 10 journalists in front of me, you know, I don't feel the need to share it, to be honest with you. And it's a private conversation anyway, so, but that's where we are. We'll move on to Galway next week and try and get the boys rounded up again.
What about Murphy, Jim?
We just didn't travel him. We haven't done that last year either. In the way games, he normally doesn't travel, and we get him ready for next week, all going well. And he's in a good place. And we're just same as Jason. You know, we're conscious of the fact that he's come out of a surgery himself. We're building him up. We're trying to get his minutes up, and we're trying to get his fitness up. And please God, he'd be good to go for next weekend.
Do you know what happened to Kieran?
Rolled his ankle. Rolled his ankle. Well, hopefully it's just that, very mild, but he rolled his ankle. Yeah.
You're 4 wins from 4 now. How does that shape the rest of the league for you as a management team?
Like, it doesn't change anything, and I know I'm like a broken record in this, you know, but what we're trying to do is develop a bit of depth, develop the younger players, and sort of keep developing the culture that we're looking to move forward with for the rest of the year, and get points on the board, you know. So we're on 8 points now. We've got 3 games to go, and sure, we'll see where we go. We'll probably be down a couple of men anyway for next week, but hopefully other fellas will come in and get that chance, you know.
What do you mean at Galway?
Pardon?
What have you met up Galway?
I didn't see the game last night. Wasn't able to see the game. It's a pity. You know, it would have been a great game to watch, you know, and the turnaround from a Roscommon point of view. I think Roscommon are the story, to be honest with you. They're the big story at the moment in the country. I think a lot of people didn't give them much hope coming into the season, and probably not a lot of respect either. And you know, they could be sitting on full points, to be honest with you, very, very easily, like, you know, or at least they've got a draw down in Kerry, you know. So definitely they have been the story of the National League so far, and that'll be an interesting game whenever we get that far to the height, for sure.
Jim, just a word on Gavin. Another brilliant game. He's been a real stake for that number one jersey.
I know he's done a great save there. A couple of great saves there. But he also got them away in clutch moments, you know. And that's what you want, you know. Ultimately, everybody's trying to rise above that 60%, the average nationally. And he's doing a really good job. And I suppose, like anything, you know, like whatever job you're doing, once you get more and more experience, you get more and more confident. And he's getting more and more confident as he goes on. So it's fantastic, you know. Mm-hmm. Delighted to have him.
Is Sean far away from being available for a second, Sean Patton?
Not at the minute, no. He'll be another while, aye.